somebody who collaborated herself with Jimi Hendrix, and she does a phenomenal version of Higher Ground. And then we're going to weave ourselves through a couple of other things and get ready for a special mix and some memories of my days of loving Prince and going down to the Tacoma Dome in 84 and seeing the Purple Rain tour. And that's all coming up. But let's start with Ellen McElwain here on African Rhythms on CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca.
Somebody help, not just anybody help, you know I need someone help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I am not so self-assured, and now I find I've changed my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being around. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? And now my life has changed in oh so many ways. My independence seems to vanish in a haze, and every now and then I feel so insecure. I know that I just need you like I've never done before. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being around. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me?
The incredible lost soul record of the mid-70s, Sandra Wright from the Wounded Woman album, Please Don't Say Goodbye, came out Record Store Day last year, so rare opportunity to get that record. Before that, a not that often played Brazilian artists on our African rhythms, but Caetano Veloso, his version of Help, which is quite good, I find. But we've still got, we're going to, in fact, next, we're going to go into a little bit of our focus on the passing of Prince. And this record came out later in his career. And of course, his peak time was back in the 80s. But by the time the 90s hit and then the 2000s, the early 2000s, this record slipped out on vinyl, The Rainbow Children, which was kind of a jazz, if you will, flavored album. And of course, he's always incorporated jazz. If you listen to his live shows and little bits of Take the Adrian Duke Ellington and the band behind him, Madhouse, and some of the jazz, Eric Leeds, I think his name is, or some of the jazz and Latin even with Sheila E. But this is a pretty interesting project that not too many people have heard, but I think has merit. I believe it's from 2002, and just shows that right up until modern day, Prince is still putting out creative stuff. And I think that's harder for an artist getting older to still be creative and groundbreaking.
With the accurate understanding of God and His law, they went about the work of building a new nation, the Rainbow Children.
sun, the rainbow children rise. Fly upon the wings of the new translation. See the flag fly, the covenant will be kept this time. Just like the sun, the rainbow children rise.
Just like the sun, the rainbow children rise.
That is Rainbow Children. It's eclectic, it's different, but I like it. It's Prince in modern day and showing that he can still be incredibly creative. But one of the things he's known for over the years from, I guess, the late 70s on would be his B-sides. They tucked away killer ballads, killer eclectic songs that don't make it onto albums. And How Come You Don't Call Me Anymore is one of those killer ballads. And we're going to follow that with an obscure, rare live version of him doing Just My Imagination, The Temptations. Rest in peace, Prince. This is my tribute here on African Rhythms, UBC Radio 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. You can contact me through my like page, AfricanRhythmsRadio.com, and African Rhythms Radio like page on Facebook.
Is always wrong. now you're gone.
Thank you.
the incredible Prince live doing Just My Imagination from 1987, and the incredible, incredible B-side to the 1999, How Come You Don't Call Me Anymore, arguably one of his finest ballads. But the next track, Ballad of Dorothy Parker, with references to Joni Mitchell in it. And I think I've told the story before how I met Joni, actually, in my last job before I owned my own record store at Virgin. She came in and I got to talk to her, and she was this was the late 90s, and she was saying how Prince would send all kinds of demos in the mail and wanted to know what she thought of them. And I guess he really trusted her tastes, and he really admired and respected Joni Mitchell. But this track, he makes a reference to Joni, so it's quite fitting. And certainly this is one of my favorite tracks from the 1987 album, Sign of the Times, here on African Rhythms. The Ballad of Dorothy Parker.
Dorothy was a waitress on the promenade. She worked a night shift. Dishwater blonde, tall and fine. She got a lot of tips. Well, earlier, I'd been talking stuff in a violent room, fighting with lovers past. I needed someone with a quicker whip than mine. Dorothy was fast. Well, I ordered. Yeah, let me get a fruit cocktail. I ain't too hungry. Dorothy laughed. She said, it sound like a real man to me. You're kind of cute. You wanna take a bath?
Do you want? Do you want?
Bath. Oh, I said, cool. I'm leaving my pants on. Cause I'm kind of cool. Someone, she said, sound like a real man to me. Mind if I turn on the radio? Oh, my favorite song, she said, and it was Joni singing.
Help me, I think I'm bored.
Ring, phone rang, and she said, who ever's calling can't be as cute as you. Right then and there, I knew I was through.
questions. Promise, tell you no lies. Trouble winds are blowing, I'm growing cold. Get me out of here, I feel I'm gonna die. Lady, cab driver, roll out the window fast.
It's a brilliant track. I mean, Lady Cab Driver, Prince from 1999. Edgy. Difference. You know, freestyle. I don't know. Prince is, he's such a genius. But we got to squeeze a couple more in. So we're going to try to squeeze in the Live in Montreal. Live in Canada, promo only single that came out in the early 2000s and 2002. Days of Wild. We're talking, this is an incredible live track.
Say we all look the same. another won't dare.
It's a phrase of rock a bad and cool.
And if you still got loot, then who's a fool? Everybody wanna take the stand. Mind your own brother, let a man be a man. Tear it all up, y'all, that's my style. These are the days of wild.
One thing's for sure, Prince was incredible live. The energy of the 1984 Purple Rain tour that I saw, I've never seen a concert with that kind of energy. It was exciting. It would have been like seeing the Beatles for their first US tour with Wendy and Lisa. Powerful, powerful. And that's live in Montreal from the early 2000s, just showing just what a class act. And what a great guitar player. Also, check out that solo on Just My Imagination earlier. Fantastic. Top-level guitar player. But we got one final Prince track before we're going to listen to the final part of the show, where we're going to go a little bit Latin and another track from Blue. But first, this is a track with a William Orbit production, and it's called The Future. Rest in peace, Prince.
future and it will be. I've seen the future and it works. If there's life after, we will see. So I can't go like a jerk. Systematic overthrow of the hunting class. Hollywood conjures images of the past. New world needs spirituality that will last. I've seen the future and it will be. I've seen the future and it will be. I've seen the future and it works. If there's life after, we will see. So I can't go like a jerk. Yellow smiley offers me X. Like it's drinking 7-Up. I would rather drink 6 razor blades. Razor blades from a paper cup. He can't understand, I say too tough. It's just that I've seen the future. Boy, it's rough.
you understand me now, baby, please pull yourself together, do it soon.
The incredible King Pleasure remixed by Blue, and then our final track in the Prince tribute, beautiful futuristic remix, The Future by Prince, William Orbit, going back to the 90s. And next, Cacheo and a little touch of Latin, a fantastic record that came out on Record Store Day. The fantastic Cacheo. We'll be exploring more Latin this year on African Rhythms and going deeper into the groove. And I'll be playing actually with Bergera and Sambada on the 5th coming up of May. So stay tuned for more details about that, or you can get tickets from me down at Vinyl Records, 321 West Hastings Street. So that's it for another show. A heartfelt tribute to the great Prince Rogers Nelson and the amazing legend. I hope I've done some justice in going over some of his career. We got to touch a few other things tonight, and we're going out with Madeline Bell and the fantastic jam, That's What Friends Are For, going back to the 70s, and once again going back and the deep underground jazz groove of Billy Wooten and Chicagoland, a classic track. So I'm David Love Jones. I will be back next week. And so until then, peace and love to you. Of course, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And coming up at the top of the hour is Skulls Hall. Stick around.
Away from life is hard to do, especially when there's nothing else for you. Just have a little patience, 'cause life will never make sense unless you have lived and you learned all the facts for yourself. It's really nice to know that you're my friend and that you'll let me call you now.
Visit to the land of Dusabal, which we chose to call at this time Chicago. Now settle back and listen.
Tune in to CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated.